Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him, in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we will be journeying through the Gospel of Luke as we go back to the basic. So oftentimes, we make Christianity into so many things that it's not. Let's focus in on the one thing that it is, the basic thing, a relational journey with Jesus.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we're getting up in the morning and we're beginning a conversation with Jesus. And then we're learning how to enjoy that conversation throughout the day. And we're really coming back home, coming back to the basic, to Jesus, to what Christianity has always been and always will be about. And we're journeying through the Gospel of Luke. And so I've got my Bible, my coffee, my journal. I'm in my spot, and I'm just ready to begin to talk with Jesus. So it's good that we're all together. It really is. Welcome. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. Open up your Bible to Luke chapter 5, because we are traveling through the biography, the story that Luke gave us. We're going right through it, and I have had so much fun in Luke chapter 5 this morning. I really have. Luke gives us in chapter 5 some of the most iconic, incredible, visionary stories anywhere in literature. And if I can do this podcast in under 10 minutes, that will be an absolute feat, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Real quick, it is Friday, so we will not release a daily podcast tomorrow, Saturday, or Sunday. So tomorrow, Saturday, get up in the morning and do with Jesus what we have been doing this last week and these last 4 months, and enjoy Him. And then Sunday, of course, tune in 9:15, 11:15 as we continue to talk about back to the basic as God calls us home, reboots us, and plugs us back into Him. And then we will be back together on Monday. So it's Friday. Turn to Luke chapter 5. The title of the podcast this morning is Made New. And we have talked about some incredible things in the Gospel of Luke over the last 4 or so days. Luke writing this story, and this story being the good news, and the good news of the gospel being the invitation to get caught up in what God is doing in God's world, to partner with God in this great adventure called the kingdom of God, how we have a part to play, a mark to make, you know, a role that is unique and specific. And then I think yesterday we talked about freedom, and how the theme of this story is freedom, and we're called to be free and to fight for other people's freedom. And we've been looking at these big themes because that's how Luke begins his gospel, and it's exciting, and it's thrilling. And honestly, although we have heard that and thought about that and maybe know that, we feel disqualified. And it's not that we simply feel ill-equipped for the grandeur of what the gospel calls us into. It's deeper than that. We feel like we're not worthy. It's like we feel unclean. We don't feel forgiven. And the reality is, as we look back to yesterday and to the last few decades, we've littered our lives with a great deal of sin and a great deal of patterns that lead to death, or we've become judgmental and have ended up in a prison of judgment as we've looked at other people's lives that we would say they don't have it together. But regardless of what it is, we feel disqualified, we feel unworthy, we feel unclean, might be a good word, and we don't like to think about that or talk about that at parties, but it's rumbling around in us. And so sometimes the great news, if I could say that, Evangelion gospel is good news, but sometimes the great news of being caught up in God's story and fighting for freedom and partnering with God within His world just falls on deaf ears. It falls on heavy hearts. And then for you and me, Christianity deteriorates into something that's self-focused, something that's small, something that's sin management oriented, something that's boring and way less visionary than what Luke has in mind. And so the question this morning is, do you feel at a deep level disqualified, deeper than ill-equipped, just not worthy, unclean? Do you struggle with those feelings? And then sometimes the visionary invitation, reality of the gospel, again, falls on deaf ears and heavy hearts and into that predicament that we are all in, by the way, we get Luke chapter 5. And I'm going to take you to the end of Luke chapter 5 first and read you a cryptic line. Luke chapter 5, verse 38. No, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. And so Jesus gives this cryptic line and says, I am making things new. I am making all things new. I am making people new. I am making you new. You're going to become new wineskins so that the new wine of the kingdom or the new wine of the Spirit can be poured into you. And how do we know that Jesus is talking about people? Well, let's look back at the beginning of Luke chapter 5, and we start with Peter, right? When Peter sees this miraculous catch that Jesus has performed. In verse 8, when Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and he said, go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. So Peter's disqualification and his feeling of unworthiness and such is just gushing out. And Jesus says, Peter, don't be afraid. And in that, Jesus is saying, I am making you new. But Luke doesn't stop there. Then we get this story with a leper. And in verse 13, Jesus reaches out his hand, touches the man, says, I am willing, be clean. Be clean. He makes this leper new. But he doesn't stop there. Then we get the story of a paralyzed man. And Jesus goes even deeper than his physical condition, although Jesus addresses and heals his physical condition. Jesus goes deeper into his heart, into what he's feeling. And in verse 20, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, friend, your sins are forgiven. I know you've littered your life with all kinds of stuff. I know you don't feel forgiven. I know you feel unclean. I know you don't feel worthy. I know you want me to get away from you because you're a sinful man, but you are being made new. And then finally, we get the story of Levi and his friends. And in verse 29, then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them, and the Pharisees are complaining because Jesus is eating and touching and making new a man that has littered his life with so much. And then, of course, we're back to the end of Luke chapter 5, where Jesus says in verse 38, no, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. Now think for a minute what Jesus is doing and what Luke is writing, whether it's Peter, who is so full of his sin that he says to Jesus, get away from me, whether it's the leper that is feeling unclean, the paralytic that is feeling unforgiven, or whether it's Levi that's astonished after all that he's done that Jesus is sitting down at table and not only welcoming him, but his friends. It's extraordinary as Jesus is going through all of these encounters and making people new. And Luke in his biography wants us to hear that. We are being made new. Now we have to listen to this, truly new, inside out kind of new, actually new. Paul's going to say we've become a new creation in Christ. This is what I think Jesus means when he says, the truth shall set you free. Because aren't we tired of this great news of the gospel falling on deaf ears and heavy hearts? I mean, what if, like all of these characters that Jesus ran into in the first century that we have written about in Luke chapter 5, what if we have truly been made new? What if the enemy has won in our mind, in our hearts, and convinced us that sin and unforgiveness and uncleanness and the things that we've chosen that have led to death are the truest things about us? What if the enemy's won and rushing in through Luke 5 comes this gospel good news of you have been made new? And what if by the power of the Spirit we grabbed hold of that and began to believe that? What would it do? It would bring the gospel alive again. It would bring us alive again. It would allow us to re-see Jesus. It would reframe every one of our relationships. Just think about the relationships that we're engaged in every day. If we knew the truth that we are new, we would be treating other people as if they are new because they are. It would reframe every relationship. We would dream again because Christianity would get bigger as opposed to deteriorating down to a self-focused of how am I doing with God kind of thing. Sin management, boring. We would dream again. Christianity would get bigger. We would have our ears open to hear the voice of God and respond. And I could go on and on and on, but it would be a new beginning, which is what we're being invited into because we indeed have been made new. So here's what I would love for us to do over the next couple minutes. Let's take a little bit of time and meditate. Meditating is not trying to do anything. It's actually doing nothing. It's relaxing our mind and our body and our heart and just allowing God to speak by the whisper of his voice. Travis, you have been made new. So let's hear that from the Spirit of God this morning, that we have been made new, truly new, actually new, new creation. And that when we know the truth, it will set us free. We'll talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.